Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 21. Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of the new year, 2014. So, Happy New Year, everyone, and thanks for listening. And for all you prior members, followers, and listeners, thanks for continuing to listen to our random bullshit.
Because that's all it is random bullshit.
It's just random. It's terrible banter, and yeah.
People coming back for more.
Exactly. I was about to say how you guys do it. I don't know because I sit here and listen to us do it, and then I listen to it again to edit it, and then I put it up, and I listen to make sure it's all good. I listen to each episode 3 times, and I'm sick and tired of hearing my own voice. So, thank you. Cheers to all of you. Hope your holidays and winter breaks and all that you had were awesome. And wonderful, as you heard.
And shit-faced.
Oh, God, yeah. As you heard, I have Mr. Borador with me today.
Hello, my name is Borador.
And wow. He's an alcoholic.
I'm going to take your order.
And Mr. Normacell is with us as well.
Heyo!
And of course, I am Random Jack. Would you like some fries with that?
We're going on a skeleton crew tonight.
What? Skeleton crew?
Three members of the podcast. That's bare minimum.
Bare minimum, yeah. We've been doing this for a while now. Unfortunately, one is a little under the weather, and some of the others are just MIA.
No females want to join us.
No, the one female in school.
They're all too busy doing their nails.
Forever alone.
Oh, boy. But, yes, so, as we said, the holidays has passed. How's everybody's holiday been? We had the Steam sale, obviously, that winter Steam sale that came by. So, we'll start with Mr. Borador. You can go ahead, tell us, what you've been playing for the past 2 weeks. How's everything going in your gaming endeavors, your gaming holiday? As well as anything that you picked up on the any of the winter sales that have been going through the holiday.
Well, here's what it is, kids. Played mostly Final Fantasy and Warframe, pretty much. Checked out War Thunder's new update. Was kind of surprised to see all the changes they made. Yep, pretty much just been slowly grinding my way up to level 50 in Final Fantasy and working on my Beast Tribe dailies. Steam sale? I want to say I spent maybe $50 on cards. Nothing on games.
Fucking idiot.
I like stuff like that. The only game I've picked up in the last 2 weeks is I picked up 7 Days to Die, because you guys went and got yourselves DayZ. I figured let me try something else to see how this game was, and oh my god, it's fun, and it's freaking ballsy hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like ballsy hard. The second the nighttime hits, I'm like, fuck, restart. And I gotta break that Minecraft habit of building unsupported structures, because I'll start building a building, and then, I build it, and then a zombie walks on it, and it literally falls apart.
OSHA zombie inspectors.
I was running across a bridge. I was running across one of the bridges over a river, and the freaking bridge fell apart underneath me as I ran over it.
Definitely not up to OSHA code.
I like how the game has that physics in it. All the blocks have physics. You can only build an unsupported structure for so far before it will collapse on you. It's kind of cool. You can build these cool little traps and stuff like that for zombies and other players. It's interesting. It's got a lot of work needed, but with that Minecraft element and the zombies into it, it could be quite fun.
So this is a voxel-based game?
Yes. And it looks good for a, sorry about that. It looks good for a voxel-based game. You know, the like you know the environment doesn't look voxel. It's only until like you see like a hill, and then you kind of see the blockiness of the hills going up. The crafting in the game is absolutely phenomenal. It's similar to Minecraft. You know, like if you want to build a, you know, a pickaxe, you go stick, 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 and you know, pieces of iron and stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's got potential. It's got a lot of. It's got some potential on. I watched some YouTube videos of people just messing around and stuff like that. So then I got the idea to try and build a treehouse, and boy, that went easy. And I built the treehouse, then zombie went and hit the tree, and yeah, that was the end of that house.
And that's
zombies can break blocks, and the zombie broke the tree, the central tree support holding up the house while I was up there in the middle of the night. Down I went.
And that's that's an early alpha game, right? Yes. Early access.
Yes, it's an early access game. I heard about it on Greenlight months and months and months ago. I had voted for it. I was just watching it, keeping an eye on it. I was thinking about buying it through their website, but I was like, yeah, I'll wait. And it popped up on Steam, and it was on sale during the winter sale. But just, you know, with getting gifts for my kitty and all that stuff like that, you know, I didn't have no extra money, so I just went and, you know, spent money on cards and made some money though. I still have a $2.50 balance on my Steam account, but I made a little money.
I've got 10 cents.
Not bad.
I have 2 cents.
But I didn't. The good thing is I didn't spend a single dime. So on cards that is. So
if you don't mind me asking, did you get the winter badge?
Yes, I did.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I have shitty luck with card drops. I keep getting the same card. Oh, like during the sale, every time I crafted a badge, it was card number 5 every time. So I just kept selling card number 5 over and over and over.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, besides, yeah, that's about it for me for the last, you know, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sorry, it's kind of boring.
Well, this time, Mr. Narmisil has been playing something other than Final Fantasy, so Mr. Narmisil,
well, the question is, wait, well, hold on, if you don't mind me saying, the question is this week, instead of, yo, Norm, how's Final Fantasy? Okay? Yo, Norm, how's everything else but Final Fantasy?
Yeah, seriously, how's everything but Final Fantasy for the past 2 weeks, Norm?
Seriously, this past week I avoided Final Fantasy like the plague. I was on vacation. I was on vacation from everything.
He even took a vacation from his favorite MMO. Isn't that a shocker?
It's very much a shocker. But yeah, how was everything on your end there, Mr. Narm?
Well, as a result of me taking a week hiatus from Final Fantasy and due to a Secret Santa at work giving me $40 in Steam gift cards, I went a little haywire on the winter sale, and I was all over the damn place. Let's see, Borador, he was nice enough to toss Starbound my way, so I got some time in Starbound in, which was pretty awesome. I picked up State of Decay and just tore the shit out of that game. I got the DayZ Early Access Alpha, and it's just as annoying as the DayZ mod. I can't stay alive for more than an hour in that game. Not because of the zombies, or the lack thereof, but because of asshole players.
Well, you know what? That's better. That's better than the game I'm playing right now. I can't even last a single freaking night.
See, but my gripe with it is being that it's an early access alpha. The whole purpose is to, you know, test out the gameplay and the mechanics and whatnot. And here I am trying to, you know, scavenge and survive and, you know, figure out how the loot works and stuff. And some, you know, guy just comes up and pops me in the head, and I have to start over. It's like, where am I? I'm not going to get any progress that way.
Well, that is one of the mechanics, PvP.
It is, but it just immediately became a big PvP fest, and that, like, new players can't get anything done.
Yeah, if you don't
that's
know,
that's what I like with.
I'm gonna interject a little bit because I also picked up the game, and since we're talking about it now, I'll talk about it as well. Me and Narm actually played it together a bit. When we were playing together, it wasn't so bad because we were playing together, and there was a group of us, and we were able to, you know, when you got two people, it's like, oh, you know, nobody wants to bother with you if you have a friend. But if you're by yourself, that I tried playing by myself, I couldn't do it. Like, there's no way. Even on so-and-so, no PvP servers, there's always that jerk that decides to, you know, go ahead and screw around with your fun. But again,
what you said by no PvP is, you know, PvP is always enabled on every server, but whomever owned the server decided to put in the description, hey, no PvP, and hey, let's play by the honor system here, people, and play by the rules and agree not to kill each other, right? Well, that's what, you know, let's see, 35 out of 40 people on the server agree to. But there's those five assholes running around sniping people.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is there are no private servers allowed. There are places that you can get servers. It's really fucking expensive. It's like $75 per month for a server. It's a 30 slots. Yeah, it's a 30-slot server, because that's the minimum. They're basically, if you want to get your own server and to control a server, you have to abide by certain rules during the alpha as well. One being that it's got to be completely open. There are no private servers. You can't change rule sets. It's all PvP the way it is. Basically, what I have read is they don't want something where if my server, what I decide to do is different than all the other servers, Jimmy over here in Wisconsin, Bumblefuck, decides to join my server and there's something different on my server that's different on the live servers, they don't want to get that person a sour taste in their mouth and get the wrong information from them, as well as if I have something on my server, it's outdated or something stupid, or I don't like a test and I don't update it, or something along that lines. And Jimmy Bumblefuck over there is on my server.
That's a good, strong, solid name, Jimmy Bumblefuck.
Jimmy Bumblefuck. Official he decides podcast mascot name? Yeah, there we go. Jimmy Bumblefuck will be our random person from now on. But yeah, he finds a bug in my server and he reports it. They don't want, you know, there could be a bug in my server because it's different from the live servers. They don't want that right now. There will be private servers. They have already announced that they will be doing private servers and stuff like that in the future. Far in the future. So there will be servers that have no PvP. There will be servers that have friendly fire turned off, things like that. So it's, you know, it's an eventual thing. It's just not right now because they don't want false information. They don't want bad player tasting. You know, they want you to test the game as it is, everybody to have the same exact game available to test. So they have accurate information and things like that. One of the funniest things that we were trying to figure out, I was on one side of the map, Narm was on the other side of the map, and we're sitting like, okay, we got to meet up because we're both bleeding to death. And we were trying to figure out how to use the freaking bag of blood. And as we're doing this, two guys came running up to us and we're like, oh, fuck. Put the first aid kit away. Don't take it out. Just act like we don't have anything. And they're like, do you have any food, guys? We'll give you a blood bag. So we wound up getting another blood bag out of it.
I looked it up. I found out why you died.
Why did I die?
It was incompatible blood.
I told you. I knew it had.
That's exactly what it was.
I had a feeling.
He took a blood transfusion from me, and then we put that blood bag in him, and he died like a minute later.
Incompatible blood. Nice.
Yeah, because so I wound up taking a sample from him too, and I took a sample of myself, but we just didn't know how it was. So there's a lot of stuff, and the crafting still being tested and stuff like that. the actual feel of the game is a little weird when you first get started, but maybe, you know what, well, let's go into it a little bit more. We have, it's going to be a short episode, so we have a little bit of time.
Wait, before we get into that, let me just finish my list. Yeah, I also played Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Tomb Raider, and that's it. I'm done.
Okay. And then let me finish my list, which is going to be a little bit long. I, again, spent way fucking too much. I picked up, like, everything imaginable off the top of my list. I picked up the, what's it called? The DLCs, because I haven't ever gotten the DLCs for Skyrim, so I finally got all the DLCs for Skyrim.
You've never had them?
Nah, I finally picked them up.
Well, which was funny. Something to do, eventually.
Which was absolutely hilarious, because I was like, oh, you know what? I'm cracking. I'll finally get all the DLCs. You know, it's been a year. Because I'll wind up playing it again sooner or later, probably right before the MMO comes out. And I was like, okay, let me get them. And I was looking at it, and it was like $26 to get just the DLC, and then the Legendary Edition was like $20. So I was like, let me just buy the Legendary Edition. So I wound up getting the Legendary Edition for cheaper than just buying the DLC. It was hilarious on my end. I picked up a game called Cook, Serve, Delicious. Nice little casual.
Yes.
Dude, that game is fucking ridiculously, addictingly hard. But it's actually really fun at the same time. I was having... I played 4 hours of it, and it was great. And then I also wound up, I downloaded something on the Amazon App Store for my phone, and I wound up getting a $5 credit to my account, and I wound up picking up Cook, Serve, Delicious on my phone as well. So, I have...
Did you get Papers, Please as well?
No, I did not.
Complete the whole trifecta?
No, I did not. My brother has Papers, Please, so I can always, you know, do the whole friend...
gotcha
thingy. Picked up DayZ, picked up No Moria. We all got the Left 4 Dead 2 for free, which was amazing.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, I played that for like 10 minutes.
Picked up Magic 2014, picked up Pixel Junk Eden, which was I like a good music game, and because it's man, I was, they got some good music in that game. That was a nice casual game as well. Picked up Unepic.
You did not.
I did too.
Oh, we gotta play. Uh-huh. We gotta play some D&D on Epic style.
I only played about 5-10 minutes of it. I picked up Solar 2, which is actually kind of cool. Nice little casual game there. And then I picked up Test Drive Unlimited 2. It was on sale for $5, and I got a nice little story with that one. It was on the Steam sale, front page Steam sale, $5. Apparently, because Atari kind of is going down and done, it filed for bankrupt and shit, and they closed down the people who made Test Drive Unlimited 2 and stuff like that, and all that wonderful crap. During the Steam sale, I guess, for like the whole 6 weeks, the 6 days or whatever, I've seen on the forum, because I was keeping in touch with it, they had no keys for the game. So when you went to go and you clicked on it, you were basically given $5 for a game that you can download, but you couldn't play until you get the key. So everybody, there was tons of people that were complaining. So within 2 hours of it being on the sale, they actually removed it. They stopped selling it. They actually took it off the marketplace for sale altogether. They did, but just to let you know, they did have a notice up there: we do not have keys. You will receive them later on. It was well said. So I knew I was buying a game without a key. And it was there was people who had 6 days no keys. There was me who had it, you know, I it that was it was 6 days when I bought it. It was I think it was like one of the last days of the Steam sale. But they took it down and it took about, I wanna say, wasn't the first, it wasn't the second. I would say it was about probably January 3rd when we finally got our key. But the PC servers are offline. The last time I checked, I believe it was yesterday. I tried playing a little bit, but the servers were still offline. Whether they're going back online or not, the Facebook page has nothing. The last time they mentioned anything on the Facebook page, the Twitter page has been like it was February of 2013. So there's no communication there from Atari or the people who made Test Drive Unlimited 2, but those people, they kind of can't. They fired everybody and closed the studio down, but they rehired some. I don't know. The forum's completely shot. You can't get into the forum, so I don't know if there's. I don't know if there's going to be any online on that at all. So I'll enjoy some single player with that one. But
I'm sure there'll be a dedicated group of fans that'll fix that.
I was just, you know, it's kind of hilarious that there was like, oh yeah, we're gonna sell you a game that doesn't have a key, and everybody was bitching and moaning and complaining and shit like that, and everybody's like, I want a refund, and it's like, dude, you bought a game that they said you had no key. You have to wait. It may take up to a week, you know.
Because nobody reads.
You know, it's holiday. That doesn't mean only you're on holiday. That means these major companies are on holiday as well. So, yeah, that's it. People are stupid. The whole forum was flooded with "Where's my key? Where's my key? Where's my key?" And there's only a handful of sane people that you're like, contact support and get your fucking refund because you're a dumbass, or just wait it out a bit, you know. And I just, you know, finally we got the key, and some people are like, "Oh, I got the key, and now I can't do shit because they tried making an online account, and of course the servers are down, even though." The whole entire forum's like, servers are down, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, because, you know, they're fucking idiots. So, that's my hilarious story of the Steam sale.
I love people.
So, yeah, let's hop into a little bit of the Daisy a bit right now, since we have the two of us that have it, and we started talking about it a bit. It is an alpha. Very, very, very early
I
alpha.
do have one question, if you don't
About
mind me asking. The game.
what? Oh, Daisy? Well, let us go into it. Maybe
Yes.
we'll hit the question, and
All right.
we'll ask you your question in a
I
second.
see. You just want me to shut up.
No.
Okay, I can take the
Yeah,
hint.
you faggot. You should have bought Daisy. No, I'm kidding.
I was thinking about it.
you'll get it sooner or later. I know you. But Daisy is in very early alpha stages. My first initial, and Narmersil will agree with me, my first initial thing was I got into the game and I was like, fuck, I hate this game. It absolutely sucks. I can't, like, the view is horrible. The controls are terrible. It was like the motion blur and the way your character, your head moves and shit like that, it was just so weird.
Can't turn off the motion blur.
It's just the way it moved when you move the mouse, to how everything looked. Granted, it does look very nice. It does have a very nice view to it. On the other hand, I did get used to it very fast. So it was after a little bit of playing around with some of the settings and stuff. And I know in earlier, one of our early podcasts, I don't know what episode, probably like five or something, Bart, or you had mentioned Field of View. We had a discussion or something about Field of View. I actually started tweaking around with the Field of View. Like, I had to tweak with the Field of View in this game. And I found it doesn't have any numbers, it's just a slider. And I found something that was acceptable and definitely made a world of difference. So going back to that, I understand what you're saying from way back then.
Yeah, well, at least you don't get motion sickness like I do.
You probably would get motion sickness. Like, I would see once you start up the game, if you don't mess around with it, you could easily get the motion sickness with this one. Besides that, what I played with, you know, with Narmacil over there, it's great. I wish they had some kind of friending or friend spawning or partying in there. I believe they will at some point in time.
What they did have good was the fact that it's running through Steam and you were able to see me playing and just immediately jump into my server. So that was
granted
cool.
That is not.
We didn't have to like with the DayZ mod. We were trying like bored or back in the day. How long did we spend trying to get on a server together?
God.
Yeah. In this case, when we found a server that wasn't full, Jack and I were immediately in it together. No, mm-hmm. No problems.
Yep. It was just just like any normal Steam game that has some multiplayer. You just right click the person's name and join server. And that's that. No problems at all. Trying to find the person in the game is a little bit hard because right now, like, there was many times where I spawned all the way over there and he spawned all the way over here. He had a lot more time in the actual DayZ mod, so he knew exactly where he was. I'm sitting there like, I don't know, I see this building with a dock, and he's like, is it this dock?
Like,
and I'm like,
do you see, is it an L-shaped dock? Is there a warehouse at the end of it? Is there an island across from you? Like, I was asking for, like, all these geographical markers. I was like, okay, I know where you are, stay put.
Now, the one thing that I really, really enjoy is that almost every house is, like, explorable.
That was going to be my question. Was, did they open up the housing yet?
Oh, it is. It is absolutely amazing. Like, I sat in one town and I wound up getting so much food and water at one point in time before I knocked unconscious and died because of bad blood transfusions. I sat there and I looted an entire town, and it was really good because there was food all over the place and drink all over the place that when a zombie came up, I had no weapon, so I just sat there and punched the shit out of him, and I wound up bandaging myself right on the spot. So it wasn't bad at all, but I went through like every single house in the entire town. So it was really good. Narm, you had, there were skyscrapers, right? You went through...
Yes, high-rise apartment buildings that have about 10 floors, and each floor is explorable. And there's a group of about 20 apartment buildings.
So
I explored two of them. I went through every floor on two of the buildings. I didn't find anything, so I gave up, and I didn't check the other 18 remaining buildings.
So... basic loot's in there. There are some guns. There are backpacks. There are melee weapons. Food, which the food mechanic's kind of cool now. The canned food. You want to go into that one there, Narm? I'll let you have that one. No? Yes?
Yes. The canned food is interesting because, well, all of the food in the game has, like, charges on it. Like, you get certain amount of uses per... food item. It's not like you just wolf down one can of food and get on with your life. You only eat a portion of it, and you need to find a way to open the cans. There's two ways to open the cans. You can either pry it open with your axe, at which point you lose roughly 60% of the contents of the can, or you have to find a can opener, and these little motherfuckers are tiny and hard to find. When you use a can opener,
like,
you get... Yeah, they're really small. They're like... It's like a pencil lying on the ground.
I was going to say, is it an item you carry around with you, or is it just something that you use inside a building?
Yep.
Okay.
It takes up one item slot. But if you open it with a can opener, you get 100% yield from it. So a can of tuna, which... No, I'm sorry. A can of sardines.
No.
Which comes
the sardines.
In a tuna can.
Not the sardines.
No, it's the other way around.
Not the sardines.
The tuna?
Oh, is it? No, I think the sardines was...
The icon is backwards. The tuna comes in a sardine can. The sardines come in a tuna can.
Oh, okay. All right.
But anyway, the one can has a pop top. You can just pop that shit open and nom nom nom. But the other one doesn't, and you need a can opener. If you crack it open with your axe, you only get, like, I think 40% of the tuna that's inside it. And when you go to eat it, you'll only eat about 20% of the food. So you still have two meals. Or if you use the can opener, you get five meals. And then there's other stuff like boxes of cereal, which are good for about 10 charges. That's pretty cool. That takes up four inventory slots. So,
does food spoil if you open it?
There is already spoiled food, like fruits, laying around. And if you eat that, you will get sick. And then you need to eat a charcoal tablet or some shit to not be sick anymore.
Yeah, so you puke. Nice.
I wound up getting sick from something, but I don't know what it was.
Well, the question I had was, if you open up a can of, you know, let's say sardines in your inventory and you don't eat it all, will it expire or no?
I haven't gotten to a point where it did that, so I don't know.
I wound up dying from an bad blood transfusion, so I didn't have enough time.
Well, you pushed me off a roof, so we're even on that one, I guess.
Oh yeah, there is collision in the game, so if you're with a buddy, don't stand next to him when he's climbing down a ladder.
Knocked me off a three-story building and fell to my death.
Oh, that was funny as hell.
In addition to like cans of soda, which are good for one drink, there's other stuff like bottles of water, which are in fact refillable. So it's like a little mini canteen. Awesome. I found the canteen. The canteen is also refillable. And they added a lot more wishing wells in every town. So it's not like if you're dying of thirst and you're in a town, you're not royally screwed. You just have to find where the town well is and you can drink the well water.
Are there like refillable bottles or canteens or anything?
That's what you just said, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
But if you don't have one of those and you don't have a can of soda and you're in a town, you just have to find the well. And
you drink it from the well.
Not infected, so you just sit at the well and just fill your ass up until you're really full.
Now, you mentioned something about too a crafting full system. You'll get
sick. Yes. I haven't gotten into it yet, but you should be able to craft items.
For instance,
baseball bats and shit.
For instance, like, there is certain crafting, like, what I was going to go into is the gear clothing that you pick up has pockets in it. So you might find a cargo pants that has like six pockets instead of your pants that have four when you start, or you'll find a rain jacket that has six, or a military vest.
Inventory space.
Yes. So if you wear something, you'll have, you know, you'll gain that extra. If your pants had four slots and you get cargo pants, now you'll have six slots instead of four slots and so forth and so on. You'll get a backpack and stuff like that. Now you're going to wind up getting, you'll see like other clothes on the ground and stuff like that. Don't just leave them there, pick them up, because you can, like, if it's a shirt, you can rip the shirt off and make bandages. Ooh. You make cloths that you can, that you use to bandage. When we were doing,
that's very handy, because I got attacked by a zombie right off the bat and I'm barely 2 minutes into the game and I'm already bleeding. I had nothing on me, but I found a shirt laying on the ground.
Your pants. Oh damn.
No, I found a shirt laying on the ground. The shirt had more pockets than what I was wearing, so I put the shirt on, and then the shirt that I took off tore that fucker up, made into bandage, and zip, zip, zip. And now I'm not bleeding anymore.
And then, what's it called? Like, when you do the whole blood transfusion process, I don't remember the steps that we did, but you had to put, like, this thing in your hand, and then you had to take a sample of the blood, and I guess that's what you find out what type of blood it is, and if it's AB positive or whatever the fuck it is. And then you take the blood bag, and you use it on the person, and then you get the blood bag, which is the full blood bag, and then you do something else, and a whole bunch of other shit, and it's just, like, you actually have to put it in your hand inventory, so it's out of your...
Pick your blood type?
I know, not that I know of. I didn't even tell, like, I took the samples and I read it really quickly, but I don't remember seeing if it actually said what kind of blood type it was. I don't know if you have to take the two syringes and mix them together some way in your inventory, do some kind of crafting, and if it turns, like, purple, it doesn't work or something. I took the two syringes, and they were in my inventory, but we were just, like, trying to figure out how to do a transfusion. And I remember where I got sick from. I was bleeding, or I was I had I and I had a bottle of wine or something, and it was like, you can drink it, or you
Oh,
can
it was
use it.
alcohol tincture, and I
Yeah.
found out more about that. The reason was you were sick to begin with, Jack. But the game doesn't show the sick icon until you take steps to cure the sickness.
Oh.
It's a bug, it's a graphical glitch, they're aware of it. So you were already sick.
Okay.
By using the alcohol tincture, the game just now acknowledges that yes, you are in fact sick. And you actually got better over the course of time. So those messages you were getting periodically were correct. You were getting better.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I used the alcohol tincture and it was just like, you're sick. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Now those are like the things that are in the game. There are a lot of bugs. One of the bugs that I noticed is like, I walked into a building and all of a sudden a zombie walks through a wall. Zombies
Well,
like to
that's
walk.
just like in the other game, in other DayZ.
Yeah, zombies like to walk through walls and they no clip. They're fucking cheat. But they know that as well, and they're working on that stuff. It is early access,
Do
so.
They run, or do they, you know, limber around?
No, they run. They will chase after you. You
they
can
run like
easily,
maniacs, like they did in, like they do in DayZ, or no?
Yeah,
you can outrun them.
You can outrun them
at a brisk pace.
But
they will
chase
you for about an hour.
I sat there for a really
long time.
I was sitting there, I was waiting for an arm the one time, and I was like, yeah, I'm at this thing, and he's like, okay, I'm coming to you, and I was like, oh, shit, I had a zombie on me, and I just sat there, and I ran a pretty far distance, and it was still coming after me, and I just, like, I'm not running anymore, because I'm running away from him. I was running away from the arm, so I sat there, and I started playing Ring Around a Rosie with the freaking zombie. So, it's quite easy.
Temperature
but...
stuff as well?
I'm sorry?
Temperature?
No, not yet.
Not so much, no.
There's actually no HUD at all.
Yeah, there's really no HUD. I don't remember even seeing a crosshair. But then again, it was a while ago. So, anything else that you want to add there, Narm?
Yeah, you pushed me off a rooftop, jackass.
Well, you fucking gave me incompatible blood.
And didn't I do something similar to you on one of your first DayZ experiences where I broke you, where you fell off of something because of me and you broke your legs and I tried to help you?
Yeah, and I ended up like, oh yeah, and we were in a warehouse and we were just kind of chilling there and some player came in and shot both of us.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
My first experience with both of you were in helicopters that wound up crashing. And setting the night sky
on fire.
That was
on my private server. Yeah. This
is
like, fucked it. This is my world. I do what I want. Spawn a chopper!
And then you crashed it. And then I was playing with Barador. And he had a chopper. And he picked me up. And wound up crashing it as well. Yeah, so.
None of us can drive.
That's, the one thing that I like with 7 Days to Die is setting up a server. Friendly fire off. And
well,
you have
they will.
So many. Yeah, it's just nice that you could set the game no zombies in creative mode, just like Minecraft.
They will have no friendly fire. They're actually going to add animals in there as well that you can hunt and cook their meat and
good.
Stuff. Yeah, I've heard that already.
Well,
you can
there's
hunt,
animals
you can make
and stuff to hunt in the mod, so
yeah,
makes sense.
So you'll be able to do all that. There are like no zombies, to be honest. I believe there's like 2 zombies per town. It's ridiculous. Right now, if you actually go into the game, the only thing that you have to worry about really is people and maybe food and water, but that's about it. It's very early. There's obviously not many things going on. And
map?
Nothing yet. No.
You probably just
no
like
compass,
the other.
No, nothing like that.
No, nothing. Nope.
I didn't find any. I found it looked like a little guidebook, and it was the map of Northeast Chernarus, but I wasn't able to interact with it or add it to my main map or anything. So
yeah,
I just had a book that said map of Chernarus, but I couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of items that are in there that we have no idea what they're used for. There's a bunch of books in there. There's, you know, there's random stuff in there that we don't know what they're used for yet. So,
gotcha.
Yep. So we'll keep all you out there posted and let you know how everything is going on the DayZ front when we get more information and stuff. Anybody else want to add anything in before we start our discussions and news topics? Okay, silence says no. So I am breaking one of my own rules this week.
It's about goddamn time. It's episode 21. We're finally legal, bitch. About time to start breaking some rules.
So I'm breaking my rules. Normally we do our news topics range from the like this episode. Episode 21 would be from last Monday till yesterday, Sunday. And next week's will be this Monday till today until next Sunday, and so forth and so on. But today, I'm actually going to jump the gun, and I'm putting something that came out very recently. Valve, Mr. Gabe, has announced 13 Steam Machine manufacturers. And some of them have prices and specs. So I'm going to go and list off what we have here. You have Alienware, Material.net, Alternet, Next, CyberPower PC, Origin, Digital Storm, Scan Computers, Falcon Northwest, Webhallen, Gigabyte, Zotac, iBuyPower, and Manigear. And the Alienware one, unfortunately, I don't know if it was a mistype or something, doesn't have any specs on it. But the CyberPower PC starts at $499 and goes up. It has an AMD Intel Core i5 CPU. I'm guessing this is like the $499 model, whatever they say, an AMD Radeon R9 270 or a NVIDIA GTX 760, 8 gigabytes of RAM and 500 gigabyte storage hard drive. You have iBuyPowers, which is $499 and up as well. Quad core AMD or Intel CPU, Radeon GCN graphics. 8 gigabytes of RAM and 500 gigabytes plus storage. Obviously, anything higher would cost you more money. Zotac is starting, looks like it's a set price at $599. It's got an Intel core, but it's not announced which one it's going to be. It's got a GeForce GTX, but it's not announced what it's going to be. It's got RAM, obviously, but it's not announced what it's going to be, and it's got storage, but it's also not announced what it's going to be. Way to go, Zotac! Next, their price is not available yet, but it has an i5 Intel, NVIDIA GT760, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and 1 terabyte of storage. Gigabyte has a one for no price yet. It is a Intel i7 4770R. It has an Intel Iris Pro 5200. I don't know what that is. I guess that's an Intel type video card. 8 gigabytes RAM and 1 terabyte SATA 6 gigabyte SATA 3 technically, which runs at 6 gigabytes per second. Material.net is at $1,098. It's got an i5 with an MSI GTX 760OC, which is overclocked. 8 gigabytes of RAM, And then it has 8 gigabytes plus 1 terabyte of solid state hybrid drive. Falcon Northwest, of course, if you've never been to the website, I would suggest if you're any type of PC or just feel like trying to build a fucking ridiculous computer that costs more than the car, go to Falcon Northwest's website. You can build like a $50,000. You can build like a $30,000 to $50,000 computer, and it's just absolutely ridiculous what you can build on their website.
The sad thing is he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth, kids.
Their Steam box ranges anywhere from $1,799 to $6,000. The CPU is customizable. It has an NVIDIA GeForce GTX Titan in it. Anywhere from 18 to 16 gigabytes of RAM, and anywhere up to 6 terabytes of storage. Yeah, so if you're willing to chop out $6,000, by all means. Webb Hallen has one for $1,500. It's an i7 with a GTX 780, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and a 1 terabyte hybrid drive. Alternate has one for theirs is $1,339. Has an i7 4570, gigabyte GTX 760, 16 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte hybrid drive, and Digital Storm, which I believe I read somewhere else something else about this one, but it's called the Bolt 2. It's actually this one has a name. It's actually called the Bolt 2. It's at 2584. It's got an i7, a 780 Ti GTX, 16 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte hard drive, as well as a 120 gigabyte solid state drive. And I believe it's actually been announced that this one's going to be rocking liquid cooling. So that's why that one's a little bit steeper than its counterparts. The Origin PC Kronos. No price yet. It's going to be rocking a i7-4770K, somewhere between 3.9 to 4.6 gigahertz. It's going to have 2 6-gigabyte GeForce GTX Titans in it. And then Scan, which I didn't announce before, I don't think, but it's here in the list. 1090 has an i3. With a GTX 765 mobile, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and 500 gigabyte storage. So that's all that was there. And hold on 1 second. Of course, I'm not going to find it now. Mr. Steam God, as many people call him, Gabe Newell, basically the guy who pretty much is the face of Valve and Steam, was asked a question at the Valve CES conference. It said straight out, the question from the audience was, Microsoft just announced that they have 3 million units of Xbox One were sold at launch for the last 3 months. Can you hit that target by the end of the year? Can you do 3 million units? And Newell said straight out, well, it'd take a while for them to catch up. I mean, we're at 65 million. No? Nothing from you guys? Wow.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Apply cold water to burn.
Basically, what he's saying is that yeah, they sold 3 million Xbox Ones, but we have 65 million Steam users already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, that was his little shot back at Microsoft there. I thought it was kind of funny. Had to mention it. Do you have anything you guys want to say about any of these boxes at all?
I like that there's a box for everyone, for every price range.
Yep.
And that makes me happy.
And I do suggest go to like one of the websites. Kotaku had it. PC Gamer had it. Go to one of their websites. Check to see if they have an article about it. PC Gamer had a nice picture of each one of these up there. Oh, man, some of them look like these are some fancy stuff. Like, they are some nice-looking boxes, man. They all look really...
Manchy-schmanchy shelf.
Oh, they look really nice. I'm a little...
Now, you're good with building computers and installing operating systems. You could build your own Steam machine, right?
Yeah, technically. The OS is free. As far as I know, and it's basically building a normal computer as you would, and then instead of putting Windows on it, you put the Steam OS on it.
So what's to stop me from partitioning my hard drive and just having a separate boot sector for the Steam OS?
As far as I know, absolutely nothing. I believe there is one out there that I read. I think it's one of the ones that I've actually mentioned that will be dual booting between when it already announced you can have Windows. It has Windows on it as well as SteamOS. So you can play those. Yeah, so you can play the games that you can get on Steam as well as play things like Final Fantasy or World of Warcraft or Hearthstone or whatever games that aren't available on Steam. So it's a normal PC as well as the console. So there's absolutely nothing saying that you probably can't. I don't know how. I know the SteamOS is already available. You can go and download it now and try it out. It runs off of Linux, and I know there are versions of Linux that you can literally boot your computer from off of a floppy drive. Not a floppy. Wow. A flash drive.
A USB.
Yeah. And you can run an OS off of a USB. So.
Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So we'll go back into news segment for this week. Starting off with a little bit of podcast news. You probably already heard by now. Not us, because obviously we're recording it, but everybody who's listening to the podcast, we got music again! Yeah, I sat here for quite a long while trying to delve the internet of some musics to get back in here so we can have a quality podcast again. Sorry about that. As I mentioned before, it was because, you know, retail and holiday sucks. I didn't have the time to do it, and now I have all the fucking time in the world, and we've got some new musics for our intros and stuff like that, so you'll be hearing that throughout our podcasts from now on. And I've successfully backed them all up, and so in case I never have a hard drive failure again, at least we'll have some music to fall back on. Starting off with real news now. We're going to hop over onto Steam.
That wasn't real news.
And no, they don't care about us. Please, they want the real stuff. They don't care anything we say. Steam broke the newly set record that they just set at Thanksgiving. They set a record of 7 million concurrent users back on the holiday break of Thanksgiving. This holiday break, they hit 7.6 million concurrent users. Probably at the time when Steam blew up and everybody was getting free copies of Left 4 Dead 2.
Sounds about right.
A little bit of Titanfall news. There is a rep from the Titanfall area said that quick scoping and no scoping are going to be ineffective in this game. Yep.
We'll see about that one.
Basically, Titanfall in its whole is a traditional shooter Obviously, it adds those giant-ass robots into it as well. Now, to be honest, how this is going to work, why is the sniping going to be nullified, quickscoping and no-scoping going to be nullified, it wasn't mentioned. Some speculations being that you run really fast, so there's, you know, no-scoping and scoping aren't going to be really useful because you run way too fast.
Spray and pray.
There's no definitive thing right now. And while we're actually on that subject, I know I said that Titanfall is on my radar. You've explored or quite a few times, and I find myself now in a very big predicament, and I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast. I might have mentioned it to you guys already, and it's just like, it's on my radar, but now I was just like, wait a second. It's an EA game. Fuck. Now I'm torn between, you know, whether I want to get it or not, because EA's bent me over way too many times, and I can't take another pounding. My wallet hurts.
Who has an EA bent over?
Yeah, I know. So I'm very much torn now. It's like one of those. I might like wait a couple, you know, wait a week, because obvious server failures on the first week that the game launches. Because it is EA, and they've never successfully had an online game that had no server failures. Battlefield 4, Battlefield 3, Battlefield Bad Company 2. I can just keep the list going. Maybe take up on that whole 24-hour try the game out, and if you don't like it, return it thing. So, we'll see how that goes. Next thing is a little bit of gaming tied with real world news. NASA, we mentioned before that NASA has previously used the Oculus Rift for their robotics field and for, you know, first person viewing and such like that. Well, they're now taking it one more step further. They are pairing the Oculus Rift with the Xbox One's Kinect. And doing now, basically, not only can they view, but they can control this robot with the Kinect. So basically, you move your arm, and it moves this robotic arm. And it's kind of cool that.
That scares me.
And this is where the sentient beings start. But it's kind of cool that they're developing this and they're using these together. Europa Universalis IV, the expansion pack called Conquest of Paradise, is now available for pre-order.
DLC.
The X-Pack is taking you to the Americas, where you can either help the Native Americans or the colonial nation. This is available for play on January 14th. Speaking of DayZ's Alpha, in the first week, it sold over 400,000 sales.
I bet your rocket's happy.
Mr. Hall had also said that he is considering an Xbox One and PS4 port, probably when the game is fully completed.
Ew.
Wii Fit U, it will be available on the 10th. In retail stores. So now instead of that monthly gem membership that most of you have picked up because, you know, New Year's resolution said you have to do it for, you know, at least 3 months.
Fuck that.
You can go and cancel all those because instead of paying a monthly fee, you can pay $89.99 for the game, the balance board, and the fit meter. Or if you already have the board, you can get the game and the meter for $50. Big news here, and I'm a little you know, with this one. Activision took a bunch of Marvel licensed games off of Steam, the Xbox Store, PSN Network, and other digital distributors. Some of these include the Spider-Man games such as Edge of Time, Shattered Dimensions, Friend or Foe, and Web of Shadows, as well as X-Men games such as Destiny, Origin, Wolverine, and the official X-Men game. Also on that
list... There's a trend going on, isn't it?
Also on that list is the Deadpool game. There was no announced reason why this had happened, but there are rumors that the licensing agreement that Activision has expired. Another thing said a while ago that Disney CEO Bob Iger said that before that the company was considered Disney was considered self-producing and self-publishing games. So the what looks like is that the licensing agreement between Activision and Marvel, the Marvel licensing company, finished, and that they Disney, who owns Marvel, decided that they're not going to re-up this license, and they're going to probably start producing their own games as well as publishing in them. Another thing, I really didn't see it myself. I didn't read about it, but my buddy has told me that Capcom actually lost all their Marvel licensed games, like Marvel vs. Capcom and stuff like that as well. So it looks like it's not just Activision, but as well Capcom and any other Marvel games. So, yep.
I hate Disney.
Now on some good news, because we all love good news and we all love fundraisers. Child's Play broke one of their yearly fundraising records this year by shattered, like absolutely shattered. They took in $7.6 million this year, beating their record by over $2 million. What's really crazy, though, is that in November, they were only sitting at $2.5 million. So within like a month to 2 months time, they racked up $5.1 million in donations.
But that normally happens with Child's Plays. They normally make most of their money at the end of the year anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, their record, though, was $5 million. And they went to $7.6 million. You know, that's a really good job. I mean, Child's Play is a really good... I've donated to Child's Play. I actually donated... I actually donate through the Desert Bus for charity. Because I swear those guys are crazy. But it's, you know, it's really cool. And if anybody doesn't know what the Desert Bus is, there is an old game called Desert Bus. You're a bus driver that drives from it's some stupid route in Nevada, and you go from like 3,000 miles one way to get there to drive 3,000 miles back. There's absolutely nothing on the road. There's an occasional bug that hits your window. The night-day cycle goes, and apparently there's a bug somewhere where if you hit like day three or something like that, it sticks. And the only difficult thing is that the bus kind of veers to one side. So you constantly have to like move the bus slightly over. Like if you were to sit there with your car and you just let it drive and you don't touch the wheel, it'll kind of sway to the one side of the road. That's basically what this game does. So you have to sit there and just, like, if you're playing on the controller, you have to tap the controller. If you're playing on your phone, you got to tilt your phone. And that's it. It's the most fucking retarded, boring game ever. Now, these guys at this Desert Bus for Hope or whatever, I don't know what the actual title is, they sit there and they play this game. There's a bunch of them. They take off of work. They fly out from all over the place. They sit in the house or a rented apartment or something for, depending on actually how much donations they get, And they play this game nonstop. Nonstop. So the more donations they get, the longer they play. Certain tiers, you know, they'll add an extra hour or 2 hours or something like that. And it's ridiculous. Like, you see them day one and they're all peppy and cheery, and you see them like day four and they're all like, fuck the world. And then on top of donations, like, to keep them going, if you donate certain things, you can get them to do like sing and dance like the people in the background that aren't playing. It's really, really cool and really fun, kind of like all around thing. And they do it all for charity. That's exactly what it is. It's just all for charity. So, going over one of these, because I'm going to put it to the end because it's absolutely hilarious. But talking about takedowns and stuff, Fallout 1, Fallout 2, and Tactics were taken down from digital retailers due to what was a legal battle between Bethesda and Interplay, basically over the a possible Fallout MMO. What had happened with that was way back when, I believe it was in 2012, Beth paid $2 million for the rights to the Fallout MMO and all of the Fallout IP. They won that case. It was agreed that the $2 million, so Beth owns everything as of December 2013, which passed. So basically now all the contracts that all these people had are null and void. And everything is owned by Beth. So now that there is no Interplay and Interplay is not making any money or anything like that, and it's all Beth, all contracts had to be renewed. So Beth had announced that they are working on getting the games back up on Steam. How long it'll take is unknown because, you know, the contracts.
Don't forget and about also, GOG.
No, calm there's down. Been no mention of GOG yeah. as of right now.
Yes, basically.
That's what I meant. Don't forget about GOG, Beth.
Yeah, well, basically, they did make a statement. They had a Twitter post on that, basically saying, we're not currently a publisher on GOG, which is why it's a little easier returning them to Steam. They did not deny that they will be going back to GOG. They're going to work on Steam first, and then they're going to work on Steam first, and then they'll go see if, you know, other platforms are available or not, you know, what they'll do from there on. But they're going to work on Steam first, basically.
Yeah, that made me sad when I saw that. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Evil Bethesda.
It's not evil. They did nothing wrong.
It was a joke.
Calm down, fuckhead.
No, children, fight nice.
They're not evil. It's just a war that has waged, and unfortunately, we are the ones who lose.
That's been going on for a while.
Well, it was settled, but yeah, before, like, way back when this was going on, it was going on for a while. And then they finally got the settlement, and now it's at the time where, you know, everything has to change. And that's basically what it is. It's nothing to fret. It's nothing to worry about. It was arranged. It happened. Now we just kind of have to wait until, you know, everything switches over and all the paperwork gets dotted and signed, T's crossed, I's dotted, blood signatures and all that great stuff. You know how it works. And a little bit of humor, our last bit of that bit of news. I seen this article, I read it, and I was just like, what the fuck? So I had to bring this one up. I've heard of games made by this developer, single person, Christine Love, in past, such as a game called A Hate Story and Hate Plus. They've been up and stuff like that. I've read things. I don't think we mentioned anything on our podcast, Adam, because it's low on the thing. But Love has announced another game. Please bear with me on this because, yeah, well, you see. Well, the game title is called, and I quote, "My twin brother made me cross-dress as him, and now I have to deal with a geeky stalker and a dom beauty who want me in a bind. I'll repeat that. My twin brother made me
Please
a...
don't.
Yeah, that's
I
the
got
title.
The references.
Yeah, basically, luckily, also, it has a shorter title called Lady Killer in a Mind. The game is actually described as an erotic visual novel about social manipulation and girls tying up other girls.
So I assume it's going to be available on DL site?
I have no idea. I was reading somewhere that I think her games are free or something, but I don't know if how that works or anything. As I said, I just kind of read up on some of the stuff, and I seen this picture and this title with giant freaking... seriously.
Giant tits, yeah, got it.
No, not giant tits. It wasn't giant tits. It was just a giant title.
See where his mind is? God.
Yeah, seriously. But
always.
It will have... as far as I get it, it's going to be a lesbian visual novel about, you know, this girl who dresses up, cross-dresses as a male, his twin brother, or her twin brother, and is now being seduced by a geek girl as well as a dommy girl. So, yeah, I might have to try and keep my eye on this one and report in how... I don't even know where to go from there.
Wow, just wow.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, anything could, anything. It's just not. Why not? We had Boob Jam.
Just take one for the team and just do it for the listeners, Jack.
Yeah. I'll keep an eye on it. It's not coming out until 2015, anyways. So, yeah, we have a while to wait, but still, just I don't know how that one's gonna be. Kind of. I'm gonna shorten it up and call it MTB MMCAHA. Yeah, you get the picture.
Just call it Lady Killer. Jesus.
That's what it's. Actually, the picture is like the whole title, and then it's like or Lady Killer in a Mind. So, anybody else have? Any other news, anything else to say regarding anything that's going on or maybe a possible review that you guys, maybe bored or you want to do a review on your 7 days or whatever next week?
No, definitely not. I need more time with it. I need to, I'm still learning how to play the damn thing. I barely know how to craft anything. Like,
okay.
What's it called? I had a gun. And I had ammo. I had a handgun. Like, zombies drop handguns and ammo like it's nobody's fucking business. And I'm popping zombies, and all of a sudden the gun runs out of ammo, and I couldn't figure out how to reload it. Hitting R was not doing it. I had to keep the ammo on my belt, you know, on my hotbar for it to work. It's the same thing with, like, using a chainsaw. I have to have gasoline in my freaking inventory in my hotbar. You know, I got a lot of things to learn, and I was thinking about maybe picking it up for one of you guys and for us to try cooperative play and see how that works, because there's different multiplayer settings too.
Sounds good.
There's cooperative deathmatch, and then there's deathmatch, and then, you know, there's a house defense mode and stuff.
That's cool. Well, when you learn it, we'll do a review then.
Well, it's it's, you know, an alpha. Do you really want to give an alpha game a review?
Well, we kind of did for DayZ.
DayZ's different.
I'm just saying, you just do like what your impressions. Well,
it's like a so far so good. You know, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I hope they change. This is what is confirmed that they are going to change. So I'm happy scrappy with the way DayZ is.
You can't technically do a review until it's been released. Which we will be doing a review of DayZ when it does get a full release. And then I'll push Narm off a building again. Anyways, with
that... It was
that,
right after you got that really, really, really good backpack, too, and I was super jelly of you, and I was considering stabbing you in the back for it.
And I pushed you off the fucking bridge. Well, with that, everybody, thank you for listening, and we will be back next week. You can follow us on Twitter at Funtimes Gaming. You can follow us on Facebook at /Funtimes Gaming. You can find me Narmercell, and Bordar on Steam. FTG Random Jack, FTG Narmercell, and FTG Borador. Please email any comments, questions, concerns, or questions, to funtimesgaming@gmail.com. You can also tell us we suck, because we know that. Thank you very much. And till next week, later, internet.
Oh my god, bye!
Bye, guys.